So she's on hold with the doctors. I don't even know what day it was. They all kind of run together. And they hang up on her. And I said, well, we'll wait like 2 minutes to call back. See if they call back. They didn't call back. So I got on the phone and I gave him an old Philly special. Listen, MF this and MF that. Are you out of your MF in mind? You know, you got a family member falling apart in front of you, somebody you love, and these dopes are playing grab ass. Oh, well, turned out. So the lady said to me, yeah, oh, we'll get back there. I go, look, we don't have time to play games, I told her. I can tell by the tone of your voice, there's a problem. Tell me what the problem is. I went to like to my corporate mode mic, you know. I know there's a problem. Instead of you putting us on hold and dancing around and trying to cover your ass, just tell me what the problem is and we can work through it together without you having to worry about spinning it. And there was a long pause and she said, well, we lost the lab results of your wife's test. Can she come back in? I said, come back in. She can't even breathe. What are you talking about? Come back in. There's nobody coming back in anywhere. She's banged up. We've been sitting here waiting for you guys to get back to us. And maybe prescribe something. Maybe do something. I don't know. We never went through this. Of course, you're talking to all these flunkies. You can never get to the doctor anymore. I don't know where these doctors go. But it's like, well, we'll talk to the doctor. Well, yeah, why don't you fucking do that? Since she's supposed to have this. She's had this doctor 25 years, I'm saying. This is bad news. This doctor is checked out, man. We're dealing with all these flunkies. They lost your test. Now, she's falling apart physically, and then she has to be party to this, right? And I guess looking back on it, I could have probably handled it better. Taking it out of the room or whatever, and then worked it as a liaison to kind of soften the blow. But she's starting to panic, right? Because she's not getting any better. So they tell me, okay, well, we're going to call lab, see what's going on. I said, why can't you call the lab? Just figure out what's going on. Just get the results sent back over from the lab. They call me back with the lab lost the results. So they never sent us the results because they lost the results. Now we have a problem. Now I don't know what's going on. So I said, well, okay. Jesus, God Almighty, what the hell will you do now? And again, it's hard to paint this, but we're on a slope, a fast slope. It started out kind of going downhill slow, and then it became almost like a runaway ox cart with the breathing and everything. And they're saying, well, if you have shortness of breath, take her to the hospital. Take her to the ER. And I'm saying, oh, okay. So I'm having this conversation with my wife, and she's kind of giving me the look like, is it time to go there yet? And I said, we can't go there. I got a bad feeling. And everything I've been talking to all these people for the last year, I have to be honest with you, I don't think it's going to go well with the way your pulse oxes and everything. I don't think they're going to do you any favors. I don't think they're going to make you better, etc. So I was bitching about it on one of the shows, maybe 2 weeks ago. And then I started reading about it, hydroxychloroquine and things like that. And then people were checking in on Patreon and on Subscribestar saying, yo, dude, you can get this stuff. You can get a prescription and things. Now, I knew this, but it wasn't at the forefront of my brain because I'm dealing with three sick people. I'm sick, too, and I have a lot of responsibilities. The show, except now some people would say, why didn't you just stop doing the show? And I'd say, because that's fucking like was like my sanity. I guess in many people's worlds, it would seem like don't do the show and then take care of business, right? But to me, it's like if I do the show at the end of the day when everybody's asleep and everything's put to bed, then I feel like that's like my goal. I need to make it to the show. Maybe we don't have as much prep as we used to have, but I need to make it to the show. I need to get the show done early and then get to bed. and wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning and start all over again, going balls to the wall, you know, as like a nurse, etc. A very concerned nurse at this point, by the way. The doctor calls back this, oh, we found your test results. You have COVID. And we're like, yeah, no shit. But this was like a day, another day late later, and things are getting worse. So I said, fuck it. I'm just going to make a move. I'm going Dallas Buyers Club. I guess we'll call it Philly Buyers Club. And I'm going to get these meds for her, because she asked her doctor. This is after I already had it in play. Can you prescribe some of these therapeutics, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Well, you know, that's not, it's not approved by, it's you know, FDA and CDC, they say you really shouldn't get involved in that if you have symptoms of COVID or you have a COVID. I'm like, look, man, this stuff's been around like 60, I'm telling my wife this stuff, right? It's been around 60 years, man. And not only that, it's being used in other countries as a prophylactic so people don't get these things. It was previously approved by guys like Fauci before he pulled the plug, before he got a financial interest in patents and things like that with Moderna. Then, oh, mysteriously, hydroxychloroquine is a bad thing. So in the back of my head, I said, you know what? And so, like I say, some of you folks, man, fucking thank you for getting in my face and kicking me in the ass saying, you got to get some of this stuff. So I said, you know what? I'll get some of it just in case we don't. Now, don't forget, at that point, I'm still thinking the doctors are going to call us back and they're going to prescribe something for her for this cough, which is one of the most brutal things you'd ever want to see. I mean, I remember when, what was it, Temple Hospital, close to the end, when my mom was passing away and slowly passing away from COPD. It was like she couldn't breathe. It's the nastiest thing you'd ever want to see. Somebody who can't catch their breath, somebody you give a shit about. You're just like, oh my God, I can't do anything for that person. Nothing. I can't do anything. I could just sit here like a statue, like a dope. And feel like a dope. You're just powerless. You're powerless. All I can do is yell at some doctors and drop some F-bombs and try to scare them. That's all I can do. And run around like a maniac. Trying to make these folks comfortable. And then when you're downstairs all by yourself, you're kind of like walking around in a haze saying, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is crazy. This is the craziest thing. That a doctor would actually tell you to sit at home and be sick. What do we do for this, doctor? Well, you have to treat it like the flu. Treat it like the flu. This woman is like fucking gonna die. What do you mean treat it like the flu? Well, what the hell are you talking about? Treat it like the flu. And they just want you to sit there and be sick. Then I start to think, oh, what's the deal with this? They want you to infect other people. Affect and infect other people. Just stay at home. Ride it out for 2 or 3 weeks. Spread your germs around. Become the germ house. Become the COVID house. I'm thinking, to hell with this pain after dark and to hell with this pain in the morning. We'll just go to a segment called COVID house. And I'll do a diary every day of me losing my mind behind the scenes. Of course, when I turn the mic on, I'm fucking Captain Cool. Right, because that's the way I want to be, because I wanted to inject some normalcy into my life. But behind the scenes, I'm losing my shit to a certain degree. I mean, I think I kept a cool head through most of it. But man, you're not getting any help from these so-called professionals. And I don't know, our insurance bill is stupidly expensive. I don't know what you guys pay for health insurance, but ours is like, it's like owning a beach house. It's like having a massive second mortgage. I'm thinking, why do we pay this for these people? I understand if it's just got some kind of catastrophic situation, you want to have good insurance so you don't go in the poorhouse, but none of that matters if you're dead. I mean, it's insane. So I'm at ground zero here. And we get no answers from anybody. And nobody gives a shit. And they literally tell you, stay at home. Yeah, well, we can't do anything for you. What about this? What about that? I'm throwing all this stuff out that I've learned through my travels here with you, from reading the news and analyzing the news and bitching about the news and talking to all these experts. What about this? What about that? Nah, it's not proven. So I went ahead and got the stuff anyhow. You get the Z-Pack, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, 50 milligrams, which you can get over the counter anyhow, but they prescribe them as a 1-2-3 punch, like a trifecta, we'll call it. And I go through the process of getting it. I called Dallas or Philly Buyers Club. If you've seen the movie Dallas Buyers Club, it turned into like a sideshow. And even it was like when I used to go out with DEA and they would stage buys and things like this with cooperating individuals, and where they were up on surveillance with big ecstasy dealers and big coke dealers and Colombians and stuff. It was like that. It was like, thank God that I rolled with these guys undercover and things like that. This isn't like, you know, you're in college and you're trying to score a couple of dime bags of weed. What is wrong not so much FBI, but DEA, you know, you go out, you got $1 million in a gym bag and they make you carry it because you're, hey, carry this. It's like, hey, this thing weighs like 80 pounds. How much money is here? It's $1 million. You open it up. I said, you prick. You pricks couldn't have gotten $100 bills. I got to lug around $1 million in $20 bills. No wonder it's 80 pounds. If you had $100, the thing would be like 15 pounds or whatever. Why am I lugging around $20 bills, you pricks? Next time, give me some Benjamin Franklins. But it's like a drug deal, you know? You're rolling around with these Colombians and things like that. Of course, they don't know you guys are DEA. Obviously, you'd... it wouldn't be much of a deal. But you go to get this stuff and it's like an underground network. Now you go through a doctor, an actual doctor, and he prescribes this stuff to you, and a pharmacy sends it to you in the US, right? But it's like not like if you went up to a clinic up the corner or you went to your primary doc to get the stuff and you have it, you know, it's at Walgreens or CVS or wherever, like a couple hours later, and then you can start taking it. This was much more complicated and much more time consuming. So I put this thing in motion to get this hydroxychloroquine in case we needed it, still thinking in the back of my mind that, come on, these doctors are going to come to their senses and we won't need it. My wife's going downhill quick. And it continues. And then there's some days, 2 or 3 days, where she didn't get bad, but she didn't get better. And I'm thinking, come on, medicine, where the fuck are you at? And I'm trying to stay on top of these people with the scripts and everything. Go through the process, went through a website. If you folks want to know which one and stuff, or you get jammed up, be happy to tell you offline which one. I'm not going to say it on here because next thing you know, who knows what they'll try to do. But I'm just telling you this for informational and intelligence purposes. Only one guy's story just happens to be my story. And thank God I had a unique perspective. I never would have had without this show, without this forum. These forums, I never would have had this. So it goes back to what I was saying about things happening for a reason. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? I remember sometimes I get ahead of myself. Anyway, I was saying it's like it turned into like felt like a drug deal. I used to roll around with my old man when he was making deals when I was a little kid. He'd take me with him. You don't know that you're involved in these situations until years later. But my old man was a cool customer, so you didn't sweat too much. I said, yeah, I can take this kid with me. He's street street smart. He'll play the pinball machine while I'm wheeling and dealing in this bar, etc. It had that feel to it. You try to call the people back, get texts from them, whatever. You try to call the people back, you can't reach them. Say, hey, what's going on with this script, man? Am I going to talk to the doctor? When am I going to talk to the doctor? Doctor calls you, asks you some questions. What's going on? Big bang, boom. Then they say, okay, man, I'm going to write you a script for these things. Hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, which is antibiotics, etc. And the zinc. And you'll be hearing from the pharmacy. I'm like, okay, cool. Now we're wheeling and dealing. Because this is the 2 or 3 days where my wife isn't getting better, but she's not getting worse. And I'm like, okay. She's upstairs taking it on the chin and she's buying us some time. Now, all the time I'm telling her, look, I think I got something going. I think I got a way out of this for you, for us, for all of us. And she's giving me that look like, man, this guy's cooking up some kind of harebrained scheme again. He's going to end up back in federal prison. It definitely had that feel to it, but it's legal. It's legal, okay? It's just, it's so rigged. I talked about things being rigged. It really is. They have the playing field so rigged. When the doctor called me, I talked to the doctor, right? And they are fucking, one of the reasons it took them so long to get back to me, they're swamped. I mean, I understand. I'm just a grain of sand here in the process. And they have a whole beach to worry about of people just like me. And I said, 2 minutes of your time. Why can't, when they said, okay, you'll be hearing from the pharmacy. I said, 2 minutes of your time. Why can't I get this from my doctor? Why can't my wife get this from her doctor? And he said, my man, those are political questions with political answers, and I just don't have the time to answer them. And I'm, the great things are going, I may never have the time to answer. But those are political, that's a political question and a political answer, and I hope that that helps. So you're watching somebody you care about go down the tubes. You know that there's stuff that these doctors could prescribe to help them, to get them over this, or to prevent them to getting to that stage, prevent them to getting where they can barely breathe, where they start coughing and it just goes on forever and ever and ever. It's like a nightmare. And every time they cough, it takes a little piece of you too, you know? But, you're watching this unfold and you know that there's, I know, and you know, because we're fucking smart. I don't care what anybody says. If you're listening to this show and the people we've had on here, you're at a different level than most people. So when people give you a hard time about vaccines and about therapeutics having to do with this virus, whatever the hell it is, you can just shake your head and say, I just simply know more than you because I've done the homework. So we're smart. So we know that these things are out there. And they're at least worth trying. And you get to a point where it's like, fuck it. We got to try something. You know? You have to do something. So these things are in the pipeline. Okay? And they're supposedly, somebody's going to contact me from a pharmacy. So I'm riding these guys, man, like a kid on a birthday pony. You know, not like crazy. Not like Maury from Goodfellas. You know what I mean? Jimmy, give me my money. Where's my money? Not that kind. I didn't go Maury on anybody. But I'm just on top of it. And like I said, my wife stabilized where she wasn't getting worse, but she wasn't getting any better. And where she was fucking pretty bad. But that's okay because I know she's a tough lady and that she would keep fighting no matter what. But now the doctor, in the meantime, her doctor prescribed her. She sent me a text. She couldn't really talk that much. So she sent me a text and I come upstairs if I was down here doing something different or I was prepping the show or whatever, doing the show. It's like a 24-hour thing. You know, you get a little bit of sleep here, you get a little bit of sleep here, but everybody's on different schedules. And you're ordering food and you're ordering groceries and you can't go anywhere because you feel like shit too and you're not supposed to go out, etc. So that's a challenge in itself too, running a house. But it's not so bad now, like it, as opposed to how it might have been years ago, because you can do a lot of stuff online, as you folks know. But I said, she says, the doctor prescribed something for me. I said, yes, because this stuff isn't here yet, right? And I'm starting to sweat, like, where's this fucking stuff? I want to get this stuff here while she's kind of stabilized. Yeah, she's stabilized maybe close to rock bottom, but she's not at rock bottom yet. Can you go to the pharmacy and pick it up? I said, yeah, I'll go through the drive-thru. I'll put the mask on and everything. And it was cough syrup. I said, wait a minute. They prescribed you cough syrup? Yeah, cough syrup. I said, what about the other stuff I asked him about? And I asked him about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Anything. No, cough syrup. I said, you have a dry cough. This isn't like, this is COVID cough, man. It's cough syrup. It's not going to do, anyhow, you understand where this is going, right? I get a call from the pharmacy. We go over this stuff. Not about the cough syrup, about the other stuff. Hydroxychloroquine and the antibiotics and the zinc. I said, all right, well, we'll get this out over. We'll get this in the mail to you. I said, this all came out of Florida, by the way, which was good. I said, how long is it going to take? I said, well, we'll send it. We can send it overnight. Or we can send it, regular mail, whatever, 3 or 4 days. I said, send it overnight. And I don't know what it cost me, $90 for the medicine, for the first round of medicine, and like $20 for overnight. So I said, overnight. But can you see if it'll be here tomorrow, right? Not because it was, this was last Thursday. And they said, well, if it doesn't get there Friday, it'll be there Monday. And I said, man, Monday... You know, when somebody's sick like this, there's a fucking big difference between Friday and Monday. So I said, I literally said this. Look, here's the deal. This is crazy. But I get a little crazy sometimes. And maybe you would be the same way. I don't know. I said, if you can't make that fucking thing to go overnight, I'm coming to Florida to pick it up. I'll be there tomorrow on Friday. Because I know I can get my ass back here Friday night or Saturday. And that's a whole hell of a lot better. Where I can have somebody go there, grab it, and overnight it for Saturday, whatever. There's a lot of different options, right? I'm not exactly in a great position to drive anywhere. But I've been through some sticky situations. You know, once for the feds, not in very good condition, bleeding all over the place, you'd be surprised how far you can push yourself when the chips are down. But they said, okay, well, we'll get it out. It'll be there by 7 p.m. on Friday. And I'm watching the tracking number all day. It's not here. It's not here. It's not here. Wife starts to get worse on Friday. So she stabilized like close to bottom, and then she starts moving back downhill again. I said, here we go. Call the doctor. But I say, call your doctor back. See if they can please get you something. No, if there's a problem, I have to go to the ER. And now my wife's looking at me like, I think it's time to go to the ER. And I'm saying, now I'm in a race. We're headed into Friday, last Friday. I'm in a race. I have a decision to make. Do I trust that medicine is going to be here on a Friday? I see that it's moving, but it's as the day goes on and on and on, I still don't have it in my hands. Right? Possession is very important. 9/10 of the law in many cases. And I'm thinking, I have to make a fucking call here. These people have put me in a position. They put others in this country. I'm not a qualified physician. I'm not a medical guy. Right? I have to make a call here that's very important. Do I think that this medicine is going to get here and that it's going to work? Is this going to work? Is this going to live up to what everybody says it has? And then you have the government fighting you on the other side when you sit down. I just don't take anybody's word for it. I come down. I type in, ivermectin. I type in hydroxychloroquine. The first fucking things that pop in Google are the FDA and the CDC saying, don't take this at home. Don't take this out of a hospital setting if you have COVID. It's very dangerous. So I have that now as a backdrop. Now, I know these guys are full of shit, but that's all well and good if I'm talking to you guys and we're talking about news and we're talking about things that are abstract. But what about when it's about somebody you give a shit about? What if it's about somebody you've been with 35 years, right? What about then? Now things are changing. Now the stakes are very high, and they've risen very fast. You can't even imagine, right? Because we're getting to the point where it's hospital or medicine. What's it going to be? And that medicine's got to be here today. And there's a day's ticking by. 2 o'clock, nothing. 3 o'clock, nothing. 4 o'clock, nothing. 5 o'clock, nothing. And they're saying, hey, man, it's like one of those things you have to sign for. So if the driver's a hobo and they're trying to cut corners, they could just be like, oh, the dude wasn't home. You know, there were no lights on. So, you know, put a sticker on your door and you can pick it up on Monday and be like, yeah. So now I'm staked out in my driveway, like a stakeout. I'm waiting for the delivery. 6 o'clock. I get everybody down. Everybody sick as a dog last Friday. I get everybody down. About 6 o'clock, fed and everything, and everybody's tucked in. And I'm staked outside like a sniper waiting for this truck to come. 6:45, here it comes. Bang, I got it. I got it in my hands. As promised, etc. But everybody's asleep. Everybody's asleep. So I say, you know what's going to go on? Everybody's cool. Everybody's down. Everybody's asleep. I'm going to just chill out here for a while. I don't have to do a show. It's Friday night. I got this physically in my hand now. Hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pack, the bottle, 3 bottles, and the zinc. Cool. Now, I got to go back and do more research. Now I got to talk to some other people. Because I have this time. I'm not in a panic. I physically have this stuff. I have to do some more research because, to be honest with you, when you go online and you restart reading about this stuff, the official word, it fucking scares you that you're going to be referring this to somebody else. Like me, if it was me, I just take it. Fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Whatever happens, happens. Cool. I accept responsibility. If something goes bad, well, that's just the way it went. We took a risk and it didn't go our way, and that's life. But this isn't for me. Now, it might be for me, order another batch for myself, etc. If I continue to get bad or things get bad, at that point, I don't know whether I'm going to get bad or worse or what, or whether I've stabilized or whether I've gotten better. Who fucking knows? You're like walking around in a cloud. It's like a dream. It's surreal. But now I have the responsibility where I have to play doctor, where I have to make a recommendation to my wife. I didn't go to medical school. She went to medical school. I didn't go to medical school, right? I have to make a recommendation. I have to call this. It's either let's take you to the hospital or let's try these pills. If the pills don't work, I don't know what happens. Maybe we run out of time. She gets worse. Maybe then if we go to the hospital, things are fucking past the point of no return. You understand this. And I'm thinking, these people have put me in an impossible position here. Now, I've put myself, I think, in an improved position, in a little bit of a stronger position, by having an alternative of therapeutics. I put myself in a better position, but I'm still in an impossible position. What do you do? You have to make a call. Who will you side with? When all the, you know, do you believe everything you've said? The people you've talked to through the years, the entire year on the podcast, etc. Behind the scenes, talking about the news, almost every day we've talked about COVID. Do you believe this stuff?